of the Open Championship this weekend, Doug Kilgore, CACAD? No.
Yeah, I did.
You
actually,
did?
I did. Did watch a little bit of it, see how things were going. Rory got out so far, kind of lost a little bit of an interest. Tried to make it exciting yesterday, but, you know, you knew what was going to go.
I said the exact same thing.
The ultimate end was going to be.
You know, I said it earlier. I think the exact same thing. Kind of whenever there's like a gap of more like than 3 to 4 strokes, people totally lose interest. But yesterday, you know, and I told my husband the same thing. I said, you know, we'll just watch. We'll play some golf on the. Well, they're playing the front nine, and on about 9 or 10, if it gets interesting, then we'll go watch it. But I really do think that 3 or 4 strokes, viewership goes down by 30%.
Seems like the lead story got to be his mother was there to watch him win.
Yeah, or the bet.
When they go to that, there's no telling.
I think the bet had something that was a little bit interesting side.
The dad placed a futures wager on him. You know, it's you've played in these tournaments, the like four-ball events where there's stroke play and not match play.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and you're only allowed to improve so much from day to day in those stroke play events. I think if you have a lead of, say, 5 or 6 or 7 strokes, they should be able to grab somebody out of the crowd to play a couple holes for you to try to handicap it and make it more fair.
We could work with that. You know, they have mercy rules and a lot of these other things.
I mean,
high school level.
If you want TV ratings, Doug, here's the deal. If you want TV ratings, that's the best way to get them, because, like, I can't wait to see how bad this slappy screws up Rory's score. Because, like, Rory's up by too much. This guy's going to play the first and 18th. And then Rory's going to play all the holes in between.
You know what?
It would have been a lot more interesting. Admit you would have turned in yesterday.
Well, yeah, but that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Well, of course it is. It's stupid as all get out. It's as dumb as the idea that June Jones had about the non...
We just need Tiger to play well, dang it.
It's as dumb as the idea June Jones had this last week, saying that the non-Big Five conferences in the BCS should play their football in the spring so they can have center stage and don't have to compete with the TV ratings for the guys in the big leagues. That was shot down pretty quickly by the... conferences commission.
I can imagine.
Okay, so we've got an event that you come in to talk about every year. It is a sports medicine event for high school coaches this Friday.
That is correct.
We've talked about heat. We've talked about concussions. What's the pressing, what's the hot button issue this year?
Well, after we've been into heat, concussion, and communicable disease, it's time to do them all over again.
Communicable disease?
Yeah, mainly MRSA, staph kind of. Yep. Methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Wow.
Can you spell that with 3 letters?
No.
But it's time to start renewing those. A couple of them came in 3 years ago between the AAA, Department of Ed. It's gotten to be a thing where coaches need to renew their certification in those areas every 3 years. So a couple of them are due for sure this year. One will be coming up. So once we get into that 3-year cycle, or coaches come into the profession brand new, registered volunteers, they got to go through this. And ultimately, the kids are the ones that benefit, because some pretty serious issues there.
MRSA is nasty stuff now. I've seen some MRSA injuries, or MRSA infections, I guess would be a better way to say it. That's one thing golfers don't have to worry about
much. I was about to say, we didn't really learn any of this.
That's a team sport deal, and not that golf isn't a team sport in college, but it's not the same thing, because you're not, it's a locker room thing, but man, that is a nasty deal.
Of course, more often than not, people think they've been bitten by a spider. It's not a spider. They've got some kind of infection. They let it go. It'll get better. The old red streaks start running up some limb, and next thing you know, you're in a world of hurt.
Yeah, it's the only excuse Tommy Smith has not used to call in sick.
MRSA?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe
spider bite
next week.
Tommy, maybe you had MRSA and it wasn't a spider bite after all. Who knows? How many coaches are you expected to see on Friday?
Oh, I'm going to say about 150, 160.
And it's being held where?
It's be at Baptist Hospital at the their conference center there, behind the cafeteria. You probably know where that is.
Wow.
The Galbraith Conference Center, be using a lot of their facilities. Baptist, great supporter of that, the facilities, technology, these kind of things. So. Generally, coaches from mostly Central Arkansas, although we've had people as far away as all quadrants of the state will come in here. It's good for them, a little bit more applicable, shall we say, but don't quote me on that, professional development. But also, it's stuff that's trickled down. Ultimately, the kids will be the beneficiaries of the time they spend there.
Well, that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, there's so much going on, and parents are busy, coaches are busy, the kids are busy.
ADs are apparently busy, too.
ADs, well, we kind of chill and cruise. All we do is pay the bills. You know, I take no blame, I take no responsibility, I take no credit.
But you have to show up for work every day. I mean, that sucks. I mean, you got a bad summer.
Yeah, no summer vacay. What happened to that?
Work would be a loose application of the word.
But you're not checked out completely like some teachers are this
time. Not completely. Okay. Not completely. I got to move into the big house, so I'm busy moving stuff from one office to the other office, the ivory tower, so to speak. So got a little bit more room, actually have electricity to deal with.
What are you doing?
I just changed office. I'm going to be an assistant principal this year.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is true. I'm not sure if it's a move up or a move down, but it is a bigger office.
So no more AD or in addition to?
In addition to, going to have a little assistance in the athletic realm so I can take care of beating kids and putting the rack and that kind of stuff going on.
Well, your business card did get bigger then. You had a few more initials.
It did indeed. I really kind of feel bad about this. Go talk to some of my buddies here, there, and yonder about this assistant principal stuff, and they're telling me about the knives and the guns and the drugs and this. You know, truth be known, the biggest thing we've got going at CAC is whether the guys wear his belt or not.
Yeah.
What's your big trouble this year? Well, you know, we got to tuck that shirt in.
Well, but in addition to dealing with athletic ramifications, now you can, like, make him serve Saturday school. Not that you couldn't do that before, but
if Saturday school requires my participation, it will not happen.
Yeah.
No, that's why you're moving up the food chain. You have more underlings now. So
that's true.
I actually had an accidental injury that I caused a good friend of mine one time in high school, and I had to serve a Saturday school. It wasn't anything like the Breakfast Club, I'll say that. It wasn't fun, though. It sucked. It's the longest
an
6 hours
accidental
of my life.
Injury you caused.
My
That's
butt,
kind of a...
I guess it's what you would call in the handbook, it would be horseplay.
Okay.
There was some horseplay in the hallway that led to a knockout of my friend, and it was, again, a complete accident.
Have anything to do with the locker door or anything
No, it had to do with the punch to the solar plexus.
Okay.
It was totally by mistake.
It was an accident. We were totally goofing around.
You were exercising the Heimlich maneuver from the front.
Right. That's another way to say it.
That's good.
So, first and only knockout I've ever scored. Unfortunately, it got me a Saturday school, and it was an accident. So, I've never actually knocked anyone out on purpose, so except for maybe myself. But anyway.
I've done that.
So,
well, that will be one of the subjects we might be treating at the sports medicine clinic, particularly, you know, the impact testing, the things coming down, trickle down from the NFL. It's getting a lot of a lot of press coverage, rightly so. So we will be dealing with some of that head trauma, shall we say, during this clinic.
Matty T, there's still hope for you. Doug can help you out with your head trauma. Doug Kilgore is joining us, the athletic director and now assistant principal at Central Arkansas Christian. I have two sons. One of which has no interest in athletics, period, except for, you know, some non-traditional type things like skeet shooting and archery and things like that, which is great. I'm all for it. Any kind of activity is great. My youngest son is more into what I would consider to be more traditional athletics activities and endeavors, and wants to do baseball and has already done soccer and I think is going to do some other things. However, he does not have interest at this point in playing football. I thought that would disappoint me gravely. Instead, I don't feel that way, which surprises me as a devout football fan. Are you seeing any type of trend, especially in younger students, away from football because of the risk and concern over injuries?
In a word, yes, especially with the younger kids. You know, a lot of kids don't reach their growth spurt until the 8th, 9th, 10th grade.
Still waiting.
A lot of sevies come in, and they just hadn't gotten there, and it's a fearsome thing to go out there. If you've got one kid that's really super mature for his age, or you've got some girls that are really super mature for their age and they want to play, it becomes a little bit of a fear factor for them. Fortunately, there's a lot of other opportunities. Some of these little slow developers, shall we say, they reach their growth spurt on up 8th, 9th grade, and a lot of them will come out into football. But there's all kind of other options. You don't have to be a football hero to enjoy the benefits of sports and athletics. From my perspective, one of the big things, football pays a lot of bills. I'm sure that any college, university, or high school will go along with that, but you don't have to have the entire student body involved in order to make it a successful venture. So,
good point.
Certainly they do need to be out and be active. I know Christina said she's going to go out and do a little golf lecture here shortly. It matters not. The impact that activities have on kids is very good.
And it's way harder to get a concussion playing golf than it is in football. For sure.
Not the way I play.
Oh my gosh, my goal at the first tee is like not to have anyone bleed at any point in time. Golf clubs to the head, balls to the, you know,
yes,
whatever.
I understand. No, I can get that. But I'm saying injuring yourself in the regular flow of play.
Probably not like football. You are correct in that.
I have thrown a club in the air out of anger and snatched it from the air and caught it awkwardly and it slipped down and hit me in the head and I did draw blood.
You know how often I hit my ankle?
Oh, that is the worst.
The absolute worst injury is hitting your ankle.
To quote John Lovitz, yeah, I remember that time I was walking with a golf club, hit me on the ankle. Yeah, that was awesome.
You might be susceptible to MRSA, so you better take care of those wounds.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
What was that? What was the thing? What was the deal where they were like, yeah, I remember that, yeah, that little Statue of Liberty replica, and I shoved it all the way up my nose? It was the worst pain ever. It's like the ankle thing, man. It's brutal.
The worst.
It is. I hate that. I don't know why. Why did God put so many nerves in the ankle? That's one of the many questions I have to ask.
Good point.
What's up with mosquitoes? Why is the platypus so odd? I have many questions.
Why did Noah bring mosquitoes on the ark?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't mosquitoes do something good?
No.
I think they do.
Wasn't the platypus designed by a committee?
I think so. Yeah, throw in a duck bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it some hair.
It was all a bunch of leftover parts.
Yes, it swims, admittedly, and it has web feet, but let it lay eggs. That'll be fantastic. Oh, yes, no one will know what to make of it. I love the platypus. He's a mystery. Doug Kilgore, I almost don't recognize you. You might as well be a platypus with no bow tie on, but...
Sorry about that.
You need to put on a clinic, speaking of clinics, for bow tying.
Be happy to.
Because I only have one, and it's a pre-bowed...
You want some more? I'm culling the collection and getting rid of some.
Yeah, I'd love one. I don't even own one. I only own one, and it's already pre-tied, which
Justin.
It's the same as like a clip-on. It's embarrassing. Yeah, but you got to learn how to tie a bow tie. I'm a grown man almost.
You'll be all right.
All right. So, yeah. No, if you're trying to get rid of some, I'm all in. That's one thing. That's the one collection in my closet I do not have is a bow tie collection.
We can fix you up.
Yes, all right. I have a lot of skeletons in there, but no bow ties. 1250. I look forward to seeing you. They're going to be part of the First Security Kickoff Classic again. It'll be CAC and Little Rock Baptist.
Arkansas Baptist.
Yes. First time you guys have played or you played before?
No, we played before. Okay. Several times.
Are you playing them in basketball this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I imagine we will.
And what classification do you fall under this year?
Oh, who knows?
Not many. You guys have really
4A, I think. 2-4A, something like that.
Somewhere between 2 and 7?
I don't care where we play. It's new roads and new restaurants. That's all I'm concerned
about.
Yeah,
there you go.
Boy, I like the way
good
this
attitude.
You think I go to watch these games? Absolutely not. It's all about barbecue and fried pies.
There you go. Man, I'll tell you what, there's the one thing we truly do have in common, my friend. Our ties are different, our facial hair is different, but no, we do speak in the same language. It's all by where the restaurants are.
There are no bad games if there's food nearby.
And every single school in Arkansas has a good restaurant nearby. That's the good news. 1250, we'll be back to wrap it up. Doug, good to see you. Appreciate it.